Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God, where we take all these crazy, complex health and wellness and medical topics, we break them down into simple, digestible, easy to understand segments and give you some information so that you can have some knowledge, because knowledge is powerful, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Naputi. Looking forward to take you on this Pep Talk journey today. I want to share something with you that I get questions about all the time. I think it's very important that we have this conversation. How many of you are an adult or children or have children that have ADD or ADHD or a combination of those two, you know, imbalances, if you will, in the body? I'm going to tell you, they're not imbalances. They're actually superpowers. If you can learn how to harness those for good and not evil, it really is amazing. But what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about a new study that just came out of Harvard that I think you need to hear. This is very critical that you hear this study. And then we talk about some real natural solutions of things that you can do to improve the symptoms and the root cause of ADD, ADHD across the globe with people. So check this out. There's a new research that just came out now. Researchers are called for new dose considerations in ADHD medications. There's a new study that shows 81% of high dose medications are causing psychosis. This may be preventable. So check this out. People taking high dose medications for ADD, ADHD are often prescribed certain medications, and now they have a higher risk of developing psychosis, mania, and et cetera, a new Harvard study shows. Harvard researchers at McLean Hospital, the largest psychiatric affiliate of Harvard Medical School, found that people taking high dosages of stimulants, amphetamine stimulants, which are the majority of ADD, ADHD medications, the active ingredient in all ADHD medications is the amphetamine, especially in Adderall and Concerta and et cetera, face a 5-time higher chance of experiencing psychotic or manic episodes. Now, I will tell you that decades ago, I reported on this very same topic because there is a massive correlation between individual children who are having manic depressive and psychosis outbursts in school, having violent activities, violent actions, injuring, hurting, or unfortunately doing even worse to their classmates. All of them in the history of this have been on some type of ADD, ADHD, or amphetamine type of a medication. Here's what I want you to understand. One of the researchers in the study, Dr. Lauren Morin, a pharmacoepidemiology researcher, says stimulant medications do not have an upper limit dose on their labels, which means a lot of times doctors don't know when to stop the dose of prescribing these things. And their research shows that it is clear that the dose is a factor in psychosis. So if your dose gets too high, then you have a higher risk of psychosis, and people should really consider other alternatives, and especially not going high on the prescription dosages. By the way, for this study, high dose was defined as 30 milligrams of this medication, which is like 40 milligrams of Adderall. So if you're taking 40 milligrams, excuse me, or more of Adderall, you really need to pay attention to this. And by the way, normally it's 20 milligrams or less, but I will tell you that I am seeing children and adults, especially adult ADD, ADHD, that are doing 40 plus milligrams, and it's not even treating the root cause of the problem. So people taking dosages above 30 to 40 milligrams, it equates to a much higher risk of all mental health illnesses. Older adults are even more susceptible to these risks than children are. Dr. Alex Dimitriou, the founder of the Milo Park Psychiatric and Sleep Medicine Institute, by the way, who was involved heavily in this study, reported that his practice members and most patients require 40 milligrams of Adderall or above. These individuals are more likely to have other comorbidities such as OCD, depression, anxiety, and other problems associated with, you know, the ADHD, ADD spectrum. So the first onset of psychosis and mania in stimulant takers is important to understand. The team analyzed electronic health records of individuals from Mass General Birmingham Health, the hospital system, covering patients who encountered all the way between 2005 and 2019. So this is a long study. And by the way, this is a study that's been done and out and published for a while. You know, here we are in 2024, just now talking about this study. What they found was the American Journal of Psychiatry, when comparing this to other studies, especially between the ages of 16 and 35 year olds who were hospitalized for their first episode of psychosis or mania. Psychosis, by the way, affects the brain processing information, leading to loss of touch, loss of reality, hallucinations, delusional thoughts. Mania, on the other hand, is characterized by elevated mood, high energy, and really that euphoric feeling. The researchers found, listen to this, 63% attributable risk for the use of Adderall medications, ADD medications, and et cetera. So 63% of the individuals that had psychosis or had any type of manic disorders, it was attributed to the medication that they were taking. 63% of those could have been avoided if they would have had the proper dosage or if they would have had the root cause of their problems addressed and not just treating it with drugs and these medications. Additionally, I think this is important, 81% of the cases involved in with this had high doses could have been avoided if the doctors would have known proper prescription amounts. The researchers found that individuals who took high doses of these medications in the past, several months prior to the manic or to the manic or the depressive states, actually had 5.3 time increase in the risk of being hospitalized for psychosis or manic disorders. This is a really big deal. So, by the way, psychosis is linked to other drugs as well, but really Adderall, Concerta, and these other amphetamine-type medications are really a serious issue, including Ritalin and so on and so forth. So what we need to think about, and we need to understand, and we need to ask the questions, am I doing the right thing for the symptoms that I have? And I wanna just have a real straightforward conversation with you about this. If you are an individual who is taking ADD, ADHD medication and it helps you, and I hear that a lot. I hear a lot of times people say, man, I take these meds and it really helps me. So what can we do from a more natural, more holistic, and a more realistic standpoint to combat the symptoms of ADD, ADHD? First of all, I need you to understand that there is a genetic predisposition to ADD, ADHD, and dopamine type problems. You know, if we don't have the right balance of neurotransmitters in our brain, dopamine, noradrenaline, serotonin, and et cetera, we're going to have more susceptibility to ADHD, ADD, and the like, whether they're children or they're adults or anybody in between. But the reality of it is that all of those neurotransmitters are made in the GI tract, at least 90% of them. 90% of those are made in the GI tract. So not only is there a genetic predisposition, but there's a GI predisposition as well. So what do I mean by that? So let's talk about the genetic component. You know, our genes are basically the blueprint of how our cells and our body respond to things. And our cells make up our organs and tissues and our responses to external and internal stimuli. And so the quality of our health is in direct proportion to the health of our cells in our body. And one of the things I want you to understand is that all of us are born with a very unique genetic blueprint, a unique genetic code, if you will. And one of the things that we talk about in the study of epigenetics and the study of nutrigenomics, which is looking at genes and then giving lifestyle accommodations to individuals based off of, you know, the genes they have. What should you do? What should you not do? How should you sleep? What should you eat? All those things can be really determined a lot by your genetic makeup. And there are certain sets of genes that predispose people to more ADD, ADHD type symptomatology. In fact, there's a gene called MTHFR. If you have a defect in any of these genes are primarily known as methylation genes. But if these genes are not firing like they're supposed to, and you are eating gluten, you are taking synthetic vitamins, especially B vitamins, you're going to be more susceptible to brain-gut imbalances in the body. Now, Also, if you, which will lead then to ADD, ADHD type symptoms. If you also have a gene called COMT, you're going to also have an increase of anxiety, depression, and ADD, ADHD type symptoms in the body. So there's a genetic predisposition. So how do you find that out? I mean, you can do a simple nutrigenomic, we call it our DNA discovery test kit that we run. It's a simple saliva test, takes about 2.5 weeks to get the results back. Once you get those results, you get an app that tells you about the mental health aspects of your health. Let me kind of give you an example. Let me pull up my my app. So when I look at this thing, you can have a better idea of what it can tell us. So when I look at this, it's really quite fascinating. If you look at the DNA results, so I'm going to pull up my health insights for mental health. So there are a group of genes that we measure that actually can measure attention span. There's a gene called COMT, B, D, and F gene. There's an OXTR gene. And basically, this is an attention span processing gene sequence. And if these genes are out of balance, or we're not sleeping right, eating the right foods, if we're having certain chemical stresses like certain alcohol or gluten or overstimuli of sugars, that can lead to the symptoms of ADD, ADHD, and et cetera. So what do we do? What do you do for that? Well, if you have that in a genetic standpoint, number one, you've got to live for your genetic lifestyle, which typically means cutting gluten out of your system, cutting red dyes, other types of food additives out of the system, because those are overstimulants to the gut and to the brain. And it throws off the dopamine and the other neurotransmitters that allow the brain to be balanced. The second thing that you need to understand is if you have those genes, you need to start taking a methylated B vitamin. Methylated B vitamins and chelated minerals are so important if you have these symptoms of ADD, ADHD, especially if you have the genetic predisposition. And again, based off of your genetic profile, we can determine how much sleep you need, how you should eat, what you should avoid, supplements you should take, and et cetera. Well, one of the powerful things to understand is also exercise. If you have the genetic predisposition for ADD, ADHD, the energy gets built up in your body and you have to move your body to get your cerebellum, the part of your brain that needs more stimuli going. That's why you'll see a lot of these kids running around, moving around, or maybe as an adult, when you're on the phone, you have to walk or you have to move or you think better when you're in motion. Those are signs that you have some of the genetic predispositions for, you know, ADD, ADHD. These are natural solutions you can take. So you don't have to have these medications that are having these harmful side effects. I mean, these side effects are horrible. The second thing that I'll tell you is this is, from an exercise standpoint, as little as 15 minutes a day of exercise can improve cognitive function and memory and balance the two aspects of the brain that seem to get out of balance, which we're going to discuss in a moment. Another thing is if your body is out of a genetic balance, vitamin D3 seems to be a very powerful beneficial. This is the sunshine hormone. And about 900 genes, which is about 1/24, if you will, of your own genome is stimulated by vitamin D. So taking around 10,000 international units a day of a vitamin D3 is very beneficial for adults, and 2,000 to 5,000 international units a day for children is very beneficial to help with the symptoms of ADD, ADHD. Now, by the way, just so you know, we can also look at our genetic results when it comes to our mental health. Just to give you an idea of some of the insights, I'm looking at my own app right now that has my results on it. We can measure attention span from a genetic standpoint. If caffeine affects focus, if stimulants affect focus, if stress will affect it, if physical exercise will benefit it or cause more harm. And it'll also tell you if how much sleep your body needs to properly perform and balance and get rid of the symptoms of ADD, ADHD. A lot of times it's just not living the lifestyle that you're genetically, supposed to do. So that's number one. Number two is the gut. I already told you that 90% of the neurotransmitters in the body, like dopamine, noradrenaline, serotonin, et cetera, are made in the GI tract. Then they travel up the vagus nerve and stimulate the brain. That's your brain-gut connection. So if the gut's out of balance, the brain's going to be out of balance. So what are things that we can do to help balance the gut? First of all, let's find out if you actually have a condition called leaky gut syndrome, which I'm going to tell you 95% of the population has that because they're not getting enough fiber, which is the prebiotic. Prebiotics are plant-based fibers that actually are the soil or the fuel that that feeds the good, healthy bacteria with inside the human body. And it, when you have the right amount of bacteria in your GI tract, it mixes with that healthy prebiotic and makes something called a postbiotic. Well, most people don't have enough of the prebiotics because they either eat the standard American diet, which is going to destroy the bacteria in the GI tract because it has a lot of glyphosate, a lot of processed foods, a lot of, you know, things that are going to destroy the normal gut bacteria. Number two, they have a lot of antibiotics in their system because they may not be taking antibiotics, which the average American takes 3 antibiotics per year. And one antibiotic can destroy the normal gut bacteria for up to 14 to 18 months. So 3 of them in a year, obviously there's hardly any coming back from that. And antibiotics are massively overprescribed, by the way, globally. But you also have antibiotics, unfortunately, in your water supply. So if you don't have a good filtration system, you're going to be drinking literally antibiotics from the waste system into your water. And a lot of antibiotics are in the meat that people eat, the chicken, the beef, the pork, et cetera. Farmers have realized that if they inject these animals while they're raising them, they're going to get these animals to get fatter. They're going to be more of a, they're going to have more to sell. Well, why does it make them fatter? Well, when you inject them with antibiotics, it destroys the bacteria that helps keep us healthy. Studies have proven that if the bacteria is out of balance in the body, that's where obesity can come from in animals and in human beings. So they're literally injecting the food with this, and that bacteria, antibiotic destroys the normal bacteria in the body. And the last thing, the third thing, is stress. So if your body's under physical, chemical, or neuroemotional stress, that's going to chip away at the normal gut bacteria, causing your body to have more susceptibility of what we call leaky brain, which can lead to symptoms of ADD, ADHD, and so much more. So getting the gut balanced, and first of all, making sure the gut bacteria is where it should be, is a powerful tool. One of the things you can do to see if you have leaky gut syndrome, it's a very simple test that all of you can do every day, is simply take first thing in the morning, take a glass of water, take a normal glass of water, fill it up to the top with water. It has to be a glass that you can see through. And what I want you to do is before you eat anything, drink anything, brush your teeth, rinse your mouth out, whatever, I want you to spit saliva into that cup, into the water. And let it sit for about 15 minutes. And 15 minutes later, come back and then look at the saliva. Healthy spit that doesn't have overgrowth of bacteria, candida, yeast, fungus, or any of the signs of leaky gut is going to float on the top of the cup. If you have any of those bacteria or chances of leaky gut, the bacteria is going to streak or sink all the way down to the bottom. And that's a good sign that you've got leaky gut syndrome. So what do you do about it? Get on a proper probiotic, number one. One that's going to have survivability when you ingest it, get it past the stomach acid into the small intestine. That is so powerful. I can't even tell you how important that is. And that's why we use a patented delivery system in the formulas that we use. We call it a Master Microbiotic Formula. It uses patented technology that allows the spore-based bacteria to get past the stomach into the small intestine. Has a 99% survivability, which is the key. We want that bacteria to survive the stomach acid. Normal probiotics, when you ingest them, most of them are culture-based bacteria, and they don't really stimulate the GI tract like it's supposed to. And we only absorb, in most cases, about 8 to 10% of whatever supplements we ingest, unless they have a delivery system that is going to increase the survivability. So that's a powerful tool. Number two, increase your fiber. Start taking some plant-based fibers. Literally, an apple a day keeping the doctor away is because that apple has some healthy fiber in it that feeds the bacteria in the GI tract. And it also has some enzymes in it called pectinase that helps with digestion. If you'll get the fiber, you'll get the bacteria in your body, and you start eating some good, healthy fats like extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, and the best is ghee butter. Ghee butter is a short chain fatty acid that can actually help heal and seal the gut from leaky gut syndrome. So now you've got your prebiotic, your probiotic, and your postbiotic. It's a great way to help your body. Start eating some fermented foods every day. Kimchi, sauerkraut, those kinds of things are very, very beneficial on a regular basis because that's a natural way to get your bacteria to build up in your system. Taking vitamin D3, that feeds the bacteria in the gut, and taking liposomal vitamin C also can feed the gut bacteria. So those are some really good things that you can do to help improve the quality and function of your brain, your gut, and reduce the symptoms at the root cause of ADD, ADHD to minimize the need to take any of these medications that this recent Harvard study says is no bueno anyway. And doesn't it just make sense to go after the root cause of a problem and not just treating the symptoms anyway? I mean, that's probably one of the most commonsensical things that we could talk about. Now, last but not least, I want you to understand that the brain has really two main components that I want to talk about. Do you remember when we were kids, teeter-totters, seesaws, whatever they're politically correctly called these days? But you know what happens is one side goes up, the other side goes down, and vice versa. Well, the brain has two components to it. It has the sympathetic, which is known as your gas pedal. That's your fight or flight response. That's the part of your brain that responds to, you know, stress, anxiety. That's the go, go, go. That's the run from the bear, the fight or flight response that we're so used to being under 90 to some of us 100% of the time. And the opposite of the brain is called the parasympathetic. That's the brake pedal. That's the part of the brain that allows you to rest, relax, grow, develop, heal, and et cetera. Well, when you're sympathetically overloaded and your gas pedal stuck on go, your digestion gets screwed up. Your metabolism gets screwed up. You get problems with resting and digesting and sleep, and all kinds of symptoms can happen. But what else happens whenever your sympathetic is high? Cortisol levels go up from your adrenal glands. Cortisol can turn your brain and your GI tract into Swiss cheese, causing you to have more symptoms of ADD, ADHD, focus, concentration issues, et cetera. So how do we help fix that? There are multiple things that cause the parasympathetic nervous system not to work and the sympathetics to be stuck on go. Did you know that you could have emotional stresses that could cause that? So we need to look at that point. Doing a simple heart rate variability test can help you determine if there's an emotional trigger for that. There could be chemical imbalances. You could have nutritional deficiencies or toxicities or leaky gut syndrome. So some of the solutions I gave you right now could be a huge component to it. You could be not sleeping right or eating right or exercising right for your genetic makeup. So getting a genetic profile and knowing how to really, you know, lean into the health of your body is epically important. And last but not least, did you know your neck, your cervical curve in your neck, you know, your vagus nerve, which stimulates that brake pedal, 10% of that lives in the neck, 90% of it lives in the GI tract. So your neck is supposed to have a 45-degree banana curve in it. If you lose that curve and that neck flattens out and goes straight, then that's going to put pressure on that vagus nerve. That very well could be one of the reasons why your gas pedal stuck on go and your brakes aren't working. And by the way, why would people have more issues than ever? It's because all day long we have our head downs on our phone. And I will tell you that that structural issue leads to functional problems. And if you look at most kids and most adults that have ADD and ADHD, their head's kind of forward from a postural standpoint. Their neck's supposed to be curved back like it's supposed to. So using techniques to restore the curve in the spine, going to see a chiropractor or an osteopath that knows how to restore normal motion, or a physiologist or a kinesiologist or even a physical therapist that knows how to help with that, may be a very beneficial tool for you to help get to the root cause of those issues. So I wanted to bring this up. High dose ADD, ADHD drugs are linked now to higher risk of psychosis and mania, Harvard study shows. So I just gave you a problem and we gave you a solution. And that's what we're all about here at Pep Talk. So folks, I would encourage you to go back, listen to this podcast again, go to our website. That's peptalk.world. That's peptalk.world. Like, subscribe, and share that with your friends, family members, and loved ones. And make sure that you guys are paying attention to what's going on. The truth will set you free, but you got to learn the truth. And remember, knowledge is powerful, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. So folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, and I'll see you soon. Be well.